let's talk about the art or the science of delivering your message in 140 characters. I'm curious to know how your winning team approaches what is considered to be a haiku type of challenge.
We're aided a lot because we have some great media to back up the information. So when we're online and we are tweeting to the community, we want to drive them to content deeper inside NASA. So, you know, we generally provide links to the latest videos, the latest still imagery, more information on our website. So it's a way to get them engaged and visually see what it is that we do.
Bob, as of this morning, you guys have 2,069,233 followers, so you got to be doing something right. Talk about how those people have come to you. Are they just coming to you organically because they're on Twitter and they're interested in NASA, or are you doing outreach to try and promote following?
Well, I think a lot of it happens organically. These communities, these social media communities, be it Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, people there are very active, and you can reach an audience that's very interested in what you're doing. And they share that information that we provide with other people. And then when they come to us, they seem to like what they find, and they start following us. So it's kind of a multiplier effect that happens over time. It's not something that we really proactively go out there and try to get. It's just something that naturally happens, and it's something that's interesting in these communities.
That is really interesting, considering, I guess, that you are a magnet for so many people and you're not actually actively trying to get them together. Can you explain to us a little bit about how you guys do your daily operations? I mean, it seems like you've got a sort of war room going there. You must have a strategy. How do you divvy up all these, like, social media and particularly Twitter tasks?
Well, I think our approach is a little bit different than other organizations in that I think we try to incorporate social media engagement as part of a normal work day, where other organizations might create a stovepipe of a social media office, and these people are responsible for posting on Facebook and Twitter, and these people are responsible for posting on the website, and these people are responsible for reporting to or answering media inquiries. And our goal is to integrate it into the day. Everyone within the agency who communicates is responsible for updating and answering questions on Twitter and engaging with people, and we encourage our employees to do the same, to get out there, talk about what's happening that's exciting within their offices, and basically integrate it into what it is that they do every day, as opposed to treating it as a standalone effort.
That's an interesting concept, trying to keep your social media from becoming stovepiped. How exactly does that work? I mean, it can't be that everyone who works at NASA literally has access to the @NASA Twitter account.
No, and you know, generally the people who are tagged to be the communicators for the agency, not unlike other organizations, are empowered. We did it in a kind of a strategic rollout. A couple of us started it in November 2008, then we expanded that to the broader newsroom, and then we expanded it further to the public affairs officers who are embedded in our various mission directorates and offices. And again, it's kind of grown organically as well. But typically organizations, if they have communicators who can speak on behalf of the organization, should have that authority to do it. And as far as the other employees, you know, they have personal Twitter accounts, they have their own personal social media efforts, and we certainly like the idea of them sharing our news and information with their followers and their friends as well.
We're talking to Bob Jacobs, and he's Deputy Associate Administrator for Communications at NASA. And @NASA, your Twitter handle, just won a Shorty Award. As we've been saying, it's sort of the equivalent of the Oscars for social media. I understand that one of your, I guess, former now colleague, Stephanie Sherholtz, if I'm pronouncing her name right, she also took home an award for Best Social Media Manager.
Yes, and that's actually an interesting story in and of itself, because the drive to get her nominated was a total social media effort by people who had attended some of our informal gathering of social media people. At the time, we called them tweet-ups. And those people, like Stephanie and like the work that she did, and actually led a grassroots effort through the Shorty Awards to get her nominated for Social Media Manager. And as a result of that, she ended up winning. It was a nice effort.
So let's talk tweet-ups for a minute, because you just mentioned that a lot of us, you know, we're still sort of learning how to tweet. So what are tweet-ups and how are they working for NASA?
Well, we've done about 34 of them since 2009. And as the way I approach it is, as traditional media, fewer resources are even provided them, and you have fewer reporters who are reporting on what it is that you do. But yet you have these emerging technologies that allow you to connect with people directly. And what we wanted to do was find a way to engage them. So we started inviting people who are on Twitter, people who are interested in what we're doing, and we would give them and we give them tours. We have speakers to share NASA information, and the whole point is for them to tweet and to share what they've learned, what they see. There's no effort in trying to, you know, control the editorial content of what they have. We just want them to share in the experience, not unlike the way that traditional reporters come and experience our mission activities and our news conferences, and that's how the tweet-ups began, and they've been wildly successful.
Bob Jacobs is the Deputy Associate Administrator for Communications at NASA. His team took home a Shorty Award for Best Government Tweets earlier this week. Bob, congratulations again, and thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.